Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of July, recording at 9:19 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. The Asian stock markets were quite firm in here today. The European stock markets, however, started off lower and continued lower as Wall Street weakened. Now, Wall Street really hit a speed bump in here today in the form of the S&P underlying range. I'm referring, of course, to the January and March lows. The other, the Dow also is very close to those same levels. And it fell quite sharply here with declines of nearly 2.5% on the Dow and the S&P. And 2% on the NASDAQ. Now, against that background, long-dated government bonds, which had been weak recently, surged. And that's so often the case, isn't it? They're just taking their cue from stock markets. I'm talking about long-dated government bond prices. The U.S. dollar is a little bit steadier in here today, but it's very quiet action. It's about the only thing that is quiet. We had some selling in industrial metals. We saw a bit of a bounce in gold, currently up 715, up 750 at 928. We had, what else, to crude oil. Crude oil's lost trading up $1.21 at $125.65. And natural gas is weaker in here today, but off the lows. And grains and beans, small gains in wheat and corn, small loss in soybeans. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as you know, starting last week, we had that very big short covering rally in the Western bank indices. They actually didn't come down as much as what we saw here with the S&P. Among news items, Ford's $8 billion plus write-off was certainly a factor, and the economic news out of the USA has been fairly grim, although that's been the case pretty much every day. What I feel that I mentioned in my introduction was that Wall Street has run into a speed bump, and that is that it had rallied back to the underside. I'm talking now about the S&P and the Dow once again, but they had rallied to the underside of the January and March trading ranges. In other words, for anybody who looks at a chart, initial resistance. Now, one would expect a hesitation there, but we got downward dynamics today, and I would not want to see too many more days like today out of Wall Street. But that has certainly checked the rally here today, and it will be interesting to see how the Asian markets respond tomorrow, because the Wall Street leash effect, as I say, has been quite positive recently, and this is really quite negative. Now, the Asian markets have in many respects been leading the recovery, having bottomed out a little bit earlier on. China looks close to breaking up through a little bit of lateral resistance near that 3,000 level on the composite, Shanghai Composite Index. And that would be reasonably encouraging. Say it will be very interesting to me, at any rate, to see how Asia does respond tomorrow. I suspect that Asia will open weaker, but of course it's the close that will count psychologically. Do they say, well, Ford Motor is the United States problem, and Toyota, for instance, is actually doing extremely well. It was a huge gainer here today in Japan, quite possibly, but we will see. Again, long-dated government bonds. I expect them to continue to take their cues from what stock markets what stock markets are doing, but with bonds moving in the opposite direction. In other words, stock markets weak, bond futures, long-dated bond futures strengthen, and vice versa. We have seen such a sharp sell-off in crude oil and particularly natural gas. Natural gas has been absolutely hammered in the last week. So a little over a week, last 2 weeks. So it would really not be surprising here to see some sort of rebound. You know my view on this. I don't think we're going to get anything close to a top testing rally without let alone an extension of the previous upward trends without some sort of very dramatic supply shock, which I do not expect. So we might see a little bit of steadier action. Also, the dollar rally could easily be slowing, and here that wouldn't surprise me. That would firm up precious metals, but there's been some significant damage in the platinum pattern, and by that break below $1,800 that Owen commented on yesterday. And frankly, it would have to get back up there, back above that level on a pretty good dynamic to start to offset some of that technical damage. Gold has seen a little bit of technical damage and it fell back below the 950 level, but there is quite a lot of underlying trading beneath that level. So I'm not too concerned about that. Corn looks overextended on the downside to me, as does as to soybeans, in the sense that they may well see a bit of a technical rebound. But overall, this is a really tricky environment. You don't need me to tell you that. You know all about that. But it looks like we're going to get choppy activity in here for a while longer. And I think the important thing is, can the financial shares retain most of their recent gains, as Western financial shares? Can they retain most of their recent gains? If they start to retrace over half of their gains that we've seen from the lows on short covering, let alone retest those lows, then we could be in for sort of a few more months of a slog. On the other hand, if we can get these stock markets that have rebounded off those lows resuming their technical rallies fairly quickly, if not tomorrow, by early next week, that would put us on course for the medium-term technical rally that I've been expecting, which I defined as lasting for at least a month or two. Now, as you know, from the lows that we saw back in March to the low that we saw in January, and the low that we saw in August last year, it's not unusual to get some pretty violent, choppy action both ways before the recovery rally extends itself. That's part of the war of between bulls and bears. I was kind of hoping that we might see a more persistent recovery this time, given that we had such a persistent decline following the breaks of the upward trends, those March-May upward trends in the first half of May. But today's action calls that hypothesis into question. Well, it's going to be interesting, and I'll be fascinated to see what tomorrow brings. Okay, meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.